Hey everyone, it's time for Radio Show with Jeff and Jeff. Normally we start with music, but for some reason the music suddenly cut out.
I like this. This is a little more somber.
we start off with silence to scare everyone away. Hey, we are on episode 30 of Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. We're finally live again, and if it's Monday, April 4th, 2011 at 7:30 where you are, then you're live too.
Jeremy, my last Monday didn't feel right. At 7:30, I started having a twitch. Mm-hmm. I started twitching uncontrollably.
You know, it evidently didn't feel bad enough that you couldn't reschedule your work commitments.
That's true. It wasn't that bad.
Priorities, Jeff.
As you said when you texted me last night, are we on for the show? Or are you going to let me down again, I think is the way you put it. And I said, I'm sorry if my living gets in the way of the show, but yes, we are on.
Your living does get
we have to pay for this great studio.
I know, and this great equipment.
Yes.
This five-year-old equipment that we have.
This brand new equipment if it was 1996.
And no soundboard. By the way, if you are out there and you listen to sometimes podcasters listen to podcasts.
Oh, yes.
Just to get
Except
another.
Us.
I do.
I do.
You
not.
Don't. You don't. Yeah.
I don't understand them.
I need. You don't understand how to listen. You don't understand how to do it. All you expect, you're like, if somebody doesn't show up and put headphones in my ear, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, so I had someone this weekend. You got to get your own podcast. It's great. You just. Talking to a laptop and it goes online.
Yeah. Some guy comes to your house and sets up stuff and you just start talking. But yeah, we need like an external audio board. So that's our next big purchase.
Is it true there's going to be a site to donate, a link to donate on our Facebook site? I heard that over the weekend as well.
There should be. There should be. That's not one of those things that you could mention that's going to happen, though.
Automatically. Okay.
We can put up a PayPal donation thing at radioshowonline.com. I would be too sad, though, because every day we'd be checking it and there would be nothing in there. I don't know. Speaking of radioshowonline.com, you can go over there to chat with us and fans or fan like Chio.
Chio, good to see Chio, a new fan.
Good to see Chio in the chat room. You can also fan us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioshowonline. Up to 114 fans, and we would have had 115 if Jeff wasn't banning fans.
I got a little upset, Jeremy. I take the show very personally, as you know.
Jeff, social media 101 is you do not try to silence people. Even you take the positive and the negative. Because now this guy is going to realize that he's banned, and he's going to do everything he can to try to make his voice heard even more.
Jeremy, I got emotional.
He's going to bring down our server.
You've known my quick temper for years. And it flared up. I was actually driving out of the Tribe game. And you know, we get notices when there's something posted on the Facebook page. My cell phone, told me I had a notice. So I checked the notice. It said, "Your show is lame," with a frown face.
Yeah.
And I got very upset, Jeremy. I said, "No, it's not." I said to myself, "You, sir, are lame." And I got on the page and I not only deleted the comment, but I banned him. And Jeremy, I would do it all over again if I had the chance.
You know, It's good to have the good and the bad, Jeff.
I disagree.
It's not all positive.
I like to have it filtered.
Weren't you excited just that we actually had a comment?
I was happy to get a comment, but that was quickly that was quickly erased with rage.
Like, oh, we got a comment.
I was like, oh. I was like, oh.
Why would somebody say that to us?
Yep.
So mean. Anyway, yeah, so join us in there, Chio. And by the way, but speaking of fans, we've had a sudden influx of fans from California. I'm not sure why.
Well, Jeremy, California has always been a popular state in terms of our show's fans. We've always had a good following there.
Yes, yes.
But apparently this Cal Poly, our name's gotten around Cal Poly somehow. And we had five new friends add on over the weekend from Cal Poly.
Is that a school?
It's a school in San Luis Obispo, California.
All right. So we thought since we're getting all these Cal Poly fans that we should make one of them our Facebook fan of the – oh, excuse me. Too much Conway's Irish Ale. Our Facebook fan of the week, which is Sam. I thought you could pronounce his name. That's why I looked at you.
Sam Ficalora.
Sam Ficalora. There you go. Sam Ficalora is our Facebook fan of the day. He's got 319 friends.
Obviously a popular guy, and obviously has great taste. He recently liked our show. So what a great, hopefully, what a great introduction to our show as an official fan to be fan of the week.
He likes an athlete, John Lester. Are you
John Lester? I like John Lester. He is a starting pitcher with the Boston Red Sox. Very good pitcher.
Okay.
So
okay.
Right away, I feel a connection to this fan.
Me too.
As I feel to all of our fans.
And as far as music, Sam likes the Black Crowes. Vito Lombardo.
This could be my page, Jeremy.
One Pin Short, Foo Fighters, Radiohead.
I want to pay as Incubus because I love Incubus.
It's funny because on his page, now you'll get a kick out of this, Jeff. I don't know if you saw this yet. Under Activities and Interests, Kara Fiolich, I don't know who that is, Ziggy, Philip DeFranco, and Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy right before Megan Fox.
I like that that's the order. In my mind, too, that's his order of preference. That means a lot. It really does. He deserves to be fan of the week.
Yeah. So, Sam, congratulations.
Sam, welcome aboard. It's going to be a long, strange trip, but we hope you're with us for the whole thing.
Please tell all your Cal Poly friends like Peggy and Michelle and Nina Lynn to also become fans of us because we need the listeners.
Jeremy, we may need to do a road trip out to Cal Poly. We may, at some point, Jeremy, have more fans out there and more friends even mm-hmm. than in Cleveland. I'd be up for a road trip.
I think we already have more fans and friends out there.
I think we do.
Than we do in Cleveland.
I think that's true.
So anyway, on with the show. So as we've said, we've been off the air for 2 weeks. Again, Jeff's fault. So lots of stuff to catch up on. But first, Jeff, as we start every show, it is Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy. It's all about us. Screw whatever else is happening in the world. How was your weekend?
Well, Jeremy, before I start this, it reminds me of when Patrick Shepherd was here in our last show. And we enjoyed having him. He was great. How he had to sit in our green room while you and I went through our weekends.
That's right.
Before we could bring him in. We always, we never deviate from our pattern. It's all about our weekend, and then we get on with the rest of the news.
We could have President Obama sitting right here.
He would sit and listen to what I drank over the weekend.
You're like, listen, you will wait, Obama.
And
you
then I got served at 2 o'clock at 8:06, Obama. What do you think about that? 2 o'clock in the morning. Anyway, welcome, sir.
He goes to say something. I'm not done yet. It's not your turn.
We came back here then.
It's only 7:35.
So I do love that this is a nice tradition that I enjoy. But I was in Greenville, South Carolina for work, which I love. It's a great town. Obviously, great climate. Really cool Main Street. A lot of bars and restaurants.
What's the weather?
The weather now?
No, the weather out there. It's like
upper 50s, lower 60s. It's really just right. It's probably about where we'd be in 6 weeks from now is where they are. So just a nice change, and they just have a really cool downtown area. So I love traveling down there for work. And I came back Wednesday night, and then Thursday I went to the Cleveland Scene. They had a best of party at Cadillac Ranch, invitation only last Thursday night, all you can drink for free.
How did you get an invitation?
I have a friend who knows people. I don't know any people, but my friend Marty is well-connected apparently, and he got a bunch of us some passes. So we got in there, and it was obviously very strict because it was all you can drink. So they're I think it was one pass for two people. So I got in and I had a great time. I'd never been to Cadillac Ranch before. And all I could think of is what was that before? It's a very unique bar. There's like hallways that go into other rooms. Mm-hmm. And it's just a very bizarre layout. There's an upstairs area.
It was the May Company.
Okay. I had not been in there probably since I was seven then.
It's been vacant for a long time.
Yeah. But really a cool layout for a bar. And I did meet some competition there, Jeremy.
Okay.
Some radio competition. My friend Marty introduced me to these two girls, Holly and Lori, and Marty said, yeah, you know, they are DJs at WJCU.
Ah.
And I said, well, I'm in the radio business.
Yeah.
And they said, really? And the one girl said, Lori said, well, my show is on WJCU from 6 to 8 on Mondays. And I said, we're trying to get the same demographic, Lori. This is awkward. Huh. We're on at 7:30 Monday nights.
Huh.
And she said, oh, what do you guys play? I said, "Oh, we talk about our weekends."
Yeah,
we'll turn over Cleveland. She wasn't impressed.
Huh?
Wasn't impressed.
What does she play?
Oh, alternative.
No,
I think there's a lot of anger.
Yeah,
they're much younger. They were born when I was like voting for Bob Dole. I think they're like 18 years old. They're 20 years old. They're pretty young.
So they probably can't carry on a conversation. You and I can sit here and talk for 45 minutes.
I could talk to that chair about my weekend.
Yeah, sometimes you do.
And I do that. So when you're not here, that's what I do. So I did see some competition, but I did listen when you came in. I was listening to WJCU. I wanted to give their show a shot. I actually said, hey, I'll mention your show if you mention mine. And she said, well, I'm not going to do that, but I'm going to mention theirs anyway because I'm that type of guy.
Wow.
So I had fun with them.
How many Facebook fans do they have?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, it's a lot harder to talk about issues of the day, what you do on the weekend, than just we could play music, Jeremy. We could do that.
Yeah.
Oh, how hard could. Would that be? Should we do that maybe? Are we in the wrong?
Maybe we should. Let's just play Pandora for 45
that
minutes.
That kind of made me start thinking, yeah. we could have one show. We'd just be DJs. That'd be kind of fun.
Whatever. So what are the names again?
Lori and Holly.
Lori and Holly.
WJCU 88.7.
John Carroll.
Don't listen.
Two whores.
No, very nice girls. Very nice girls. But they are competition, and they didn't seem as open to our show as I was to theirs. So that was the scene party.
They probably don't even know how to listen to a podcast.
That's true.
Either
too.
Do you.
Either do I.
That's true. Okay.
So then the next day, of course, was Thursday. It was Friday, actually, because that was Thursday night. Opening day, Jeremy.
Oh,
Cleveland
yeah.
Indians opening day. To me, the second best day in Cleveland behind St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
Just a great day. Got downtown. My friends had a party. They live at they have an apartment on East 9th and Prospect, right by the action. Had some beers there around noon. Major League was on the TV. They were running the Major League movie on a loop all morning into the early afternoon. Had some beers there. Went over to Clevelander around 1. Had a beer there. Opening day, we were in the sun in the bleachers. If you're in the sun, it felt perfect. We got so lucky with the weather. It was a sellout. I think it's the 18th straight sellout at Progressive Field / Jacobs Field. Great crowd. They obviously they were down 14-0 at one point. They came back to 14-10. They lost. But just a great day. Jeremy, pomp and circumstance were just all over the place that day. I know. What do you like better, pomp or circumstance?
I prefer pomp.
I like them both. I think they both make each other better.
Yeah, of course. Now, okay, so Jeff, opening day was sold out. I mean, it always yes. sells out. It's baseball in Cleveland. But after that, the Tribe played two of the smallest to the smallest crowds in Jacobs Field history or Progressive Field history. So they had just about 9,800 on Saturday. That was a new low since the park opened in 94. And then after that was just 8,700. So they beat the lower low.
Yeah.
So what's going on?
Jeremy, I think I think it has something to do with anger.
Anger, Jeff?
I'm just reading the article. Okay. No, I do think that's part of it. But I do think that's part of it. But I think a lot of it too is the weather wasn't great. It wasn't horrible. It could have been worse, but the weather wasn't great. And the people are angry just because, you know, the Indians have been in kind of a quote-unquote rebuild mode for a couple of years now. Their record has not been great. The ownership takes a lot of heat for not spending much money on the payroll. So I have heard on talk radio, a lot of the fans are calling in saying, let's not go to Indians games until they're above 500. Then we'll go.
Yeah.
To me, it doesn't help anything, I don't think. If you like baseball, I like baseball. I always want them to win. I support them either way. You know what's scary, Jeremy? Cleveland was the lowest market in all of Major League Baseball for attendance last year, of all 30 teams, the lowest. And I was reading today, if the Indians didn't have Jacobs Field, we would be a prime
Progressive Field.
We'd be a prime candidate for relocation or contraction. The area is not growing. The fan base is very fickle. And it's sad because the Indians have been here since 1901.
Wow.
A long, deep tradition.
1901?
1901, the Cleveland Indians. We're one of four charter teams, founding teams, the American League. And there's such a great history there. I'm not going to blame the fans entirely. The ownership isn't I don't think, as good as the Cavs or the Browns. But, you know, they're our baseball team. You've got to support them. And they are doing something. They're rebuilding. They got a good group of young players. They're going to make, I think, a big step forward this year. So that's my 2.5-minute answer to what's going on with the attendance.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, I mean, I used to enjoy going to baseball. I haven't been in a while, but my girlfriend and I used to get, like, you know, those 6-pack of tickets and stuff. And it was great, especially for, like, a summer night to just go and hang out.
And when the weather's better, on a Friday night, fireworks every Friday, home game. There's a lot of things you can do other than the baseball. That bar in the outfield, the batter's eye bar, I think it's on the rigid job site or something. But, that's
Rigid tool job site.
Yeah.
Like, what? Really? What are they thinking with that one? Like, somebody comes in, we'd like to rename the batter's eye the rigid tool job site. And someone's like, oh, rigid tool, sounds good.
Yeah, that flows. It just really flows.
Yeah. Okay.
But it is, you know, when the weather's nice, to me there's nothing better on a Sunday afternoon, sitting on the bleachers on a nice day with some beers. So there is that part of it. But I'm going to get a 20-game pack. They have really flexible season ticket packages. They've got the full season, 81 games. They've got half season and quarter season. I'm getting a quarter season package because I want to support the team. I want to be down there. And you know, I think winning will solve a lot of their problems. And I think they're close to winning again.
Okay.
So that is the Indian situation. After the game, I had a really cool thing happen to me. Went to Moriarty's, which I think you noted on my check-in. You said it's not St. Patrick's Day. What are you doing there?
Yeah, so Moriarty's on East 6th. Great place to go for St. Patrick's Day. But I walk by there on the way home from work, and there's always just like three old guys sitting.
We never know how it stays open, but now we're convinced there's – we always thought it was St. Patrick's Day that kept it open the rest of the year. Opening day, another great place to go. And the bars around Progressive Field are so crowded. We walked a couple blocks away. We thought, well, not Moriarty's.
Yeah.
My buddy Tim Bennett thought of that. Great place to get drinks while the crowd sort of thinned out.
Okay.
So I ended up there as just kind of a post-game place. And then I had some friends going to the Guster show at House of Blues.
Guster. I'm not familiar with Guster.
That night. Great band. I only knew a couple songs, but I had some friends who were really into them and the band. I thought, you know, after this Moriarty's thing, I'll see how I feel. I walked by House of Blues. I was going to kind of let fate take over, but I get a cheap ticket. I was going to go in. I was working with a scalper. We were kind of haggling about $15, $20. And the guy comes up and goes, "How about a ticket for free?" And the scalper was about to attack him. Of course, he wasn't very happy. And the guy goes, "Yeah, my buddy couldn't make it." He goes, "Do you like Guster?" I said, "Do I?" And I do like them, but really not that much. But I'm open to liking them. It's probably the better answer. Uh-huh. So I took the ticket and ran in, and I felt like I just got away with murder. It was great.
So
I got a free ticket to Guster. Great show. They play this thing at the end called the airport song. Everyone throws ping pong balls on the stage.
Wow.
It's a little tradition. There's a sound of ping pong game going on in the background
okay.
of the song. So a little tradition. If you're new to Guster, I was a little thrown off by that.
So you didn't have any ping pong balls
on? I was
on.
Not ready. That was the one thing I really wish I could go back and do over. But it was a great show. House of Blues, obviously one of my favorite venues because you're pretty close no matter where you are. So that was fun. Yeah,
nice.
That was kind of the – and I got to say this real quick. I went to Lago two Fridays before today, and they have a great happy hour. It goes till 8 o'clock, which I think is great because a lot of the Tremont happy hours go to 7. And if you got to work and you come home and by the time you want to go out, it's really hard to catch that.
Yeah.
Lago has an awesome happy hour till 8 o'clock. Everything's reasonable. Everything's off. We had a wine, some small pita, small pan pizzas. But very reasonable and a great place to go for a later happy hour on a Friday.
You know what else has a good happy hour is the Bistro on Lincoln Park.
I've not been there.
Yeah, so it's really awesome. They have a really good happy hour. And it's also, if I can get that damn happy hour loaded up. It's Tuesday. Okay, so check this out. You thought what was Lagos? Till 8?
Till 8.
The Bistro on Lincoln Park happy hour, Tuesday through Thursday from 4:30 till close, Jeff. Till close, happy hour. They have $3 fries, $5 lamb sliders, $5 mac and cheese, $7 hummus.
If they had turkey wings, I'd be there.
$7 turkey wings, Jeff. They have them. They're there. So, yeah, really awesome.
That bird's moving.
$3 drafts. Yeah, and it's a really cool space. You know, they got big windows in the front, and you like look out onto Lincoln Park. It's really awesome. You should definitely go.
It's right up the block. It's good to know.
Bring a lady.
I will. So I was with a lady at this Lago thing.
Oh, really? Does she listen to the show?
She does not. Never heard of it.
Okay. So how did you meet this lady?
Oh, that's another story. We'll get into that, but that goes back to our mailbag.
Okay, it's back in the mailbag.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm going to type this in here because I'm not going to let me forget that. Jeff's
in caps.
Woman in caps. And I'm going to even highlight it with like, let's see. We should highlight it in pink.
Maybe do that.
Because Jeff's woman? Maybe question mark. Or whoa, man. All right, cool.
It's funny because you mentioned the night after that I was at Pier W for my mom's birthday. We had a big family thing there. And you mentioned date.
Yeah.
So you were close, but you were a night off.
Huh. Okay.
Story
okay.
of our life.
Are we really getting the story later?
Yeah, we'll get into it.
Okay, good. 7:48, we have a half hour left, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Possible.
All right, so anyway, on to me. So I went to the Cleveland International Film Fest. Of course, we had Patrick Shepard, the associate director of the film festival. He was on episode 29, and then he was talking about the 35th annual Cleveland International Film Festival. And then guess what, Jeff? Record attendance, over 78,000 people. So all I'm saying is, Patrick Shepard on our show, and then suddenly they break the record for most people.
I think I thank us officially.
Could it be a link? I don't know. You know, we're not that, we don't need to have all that praise thrown out.
I would like to have some recognition.
Just a little bit of praise maybe? Okay.
Just something formal in writing would be great.
So I managed to see 7 movies this year. Did you see anything?
I didn't.
He brought us free vouchers.
I gave the vouchers out, though. I did.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Did you exchange it to the guy that gave you the Gusto tickets or the Gusto or
Guster? We had a little exchange in the alley up by House of Blues. I gave him to a scalper.
But, yeah, it was great. So I saw Dying to Do Letterman. We had talked about
that. You did see
that
one?
Yeah.
Was it as good as that? What a great idea.
It was very good. And the guy was there. The guy, that's the one of the cool things about the film festival is you can go and there was a horror movie that was shot in Dayton. One of the actors from that and the director was there, and they had a Q&A at the end of the show.
It's kind of disappointing, though. You know, like dying, you know.
He's still alive. I mean, he still has terminal cancer, but he just hasn't died yet.
Okay.
So you're just disappointed
that
he hasn't kicked the bucket yet?
It was just kind of it's surreal to hear that.
Kind of disappointed that he hasn't died yet.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
Oh, wow. We're going to get letters. Send it to hatemail@radioshowonline.com. Care of Jeff Longsworth.
But how was the panel afterwards? That'd be pretty interesting.
It is cool. So you get to meet a lot of these directors and actors and stuff, and it was good.
Good.
And the with that particular one too, the one of the producers is from Cleveland, so that at a local time. Yeah.
Could I see that anywhere? Would that ever be released in a DVD?
So what they do is if you make a movie, if you're an independent, you know, filmmaker and you make a movie, your next goal is to try to get a distribution deal. So then you shop your film around to all these different film fests,
okay.
You know, and Cannes and Sundance are obviously the big ones, but Cleveland's got a pretty good reputation now as well. So if you do well in Cleveland, like people, there's a panel of judges, and then there's a chance for people that watch the films, all the viewers to vote on things. So if you win some awards at the Cleveland Film Festival, that like, you know, puts you on the radar for distributors. So then they might say, and it's not going to be like, it's not going to be a major motion picture. I mean, it's a documentary,
right.
But they could get, you know, some sort of distribution deal with a cable network or with Netflix or something like that.
Okay.
So, and with that particular, with Dying to Do Letterman, I mean, that was sold out. They had ad screens, all those screens sold out, and it won an award as well. It won the...
So it did get some great publicity.
Yeah, it won won a top award Sunday night. Thanks, Pete. Won a top award. What was the expression from Christmas Story when he wins the award? Nothing?
Nope.
Won the Greg Gunn Memorial Standing Up Film Competition.
Oh, wow.
So they got a $5,000 prize. And That's very cool. It was a good time. So one of the nights, so we went, you know, a couple nights, and one of the nights before that, we went to Banana Blossom, which is a new Thai restaurant in Ohio City, on West 26th, 28th, I believe, something like that. It's where Halite used to be and Jazz 28 used to be, and it's been Boulevard Blue used to be there. It's been a couple places. But now it is Banana Blossom. It's a really awesome Thai restaurant. I had the duck with the yellow curry duck. It was some of the best duck I ever had.
Wow.
Now, do you like – you don't
– As far
you
as duck goes.
As far as duck goes. You don't seem to me to be the type that likes Thai food.
Much. I like pad thai.
You like pad thai? They have pad thai.
Well, yeah, and I would eat that, but I wouldn't go beyond that.
Okay, you just stick with the pad thai.
And water.
Anything beyond that would be too vanilla, not vanilla enough for you. Jeff Logs with us has stormed out of the room. Jeff, come back here. I'll do this show myself.
Ripping out wires.
I just hear things breaking and swearing in the background. That was a good time. And then Jen and I also went back to Tap Studios for the second part of making our wedding bands.
Oh, wow. That seems to never end.
I know. Well, the first time you go, you have a wax process where you go and you have your rings. You basically carve out the wax. They put the wax in this, you know, plaster of Paris type stuff. The wax melts away and then they refill it with the metal. In this case, palladium, and then so then you have like this really rough cut of the.
Oh, there's the ring. There's the
picture. Yeah, these really rough cuts of the rings, and from there we do some work on them, like you know you carve them down a little bit, and
looks like a high school science lab.
I know there's lots of stuff. Well, mine I wanted tinted a little bit darker, so it doesn't have that super bright tint. So there's, you know, how they were a little when they were rough, and. So you do all these polishing on the inside.
It's like now it's like a shop class.
Yeah, Jen had to drill some holes where the diamonds are going to be set.
Wow.
And it was really fun. It was really – I mean, I would – for anyone getting married and you're looking for something to do that's a little bit different, check out Tap Studios. They're over on East 40th. Todd is awesome. He runs things over there, and Todd and Deborah. But it was a lot of fun.
Should we have them say the radio show with Jeff and Jeremy sent them?
I don't think you'll get it.
You'll get 10% off.
I don't think you'll get anything off. You can say it.
Okay.
You can say it. He'd probably say, "Oh, that's nice. Now here's your full bill."
now you're a little more
plus 10%. Yeah. So definitely something fun and different to do. And on the way back from there, ended up going to Asia Town. And because this is the place where the rings are made is basically in Asia Town. Went to Coco's Bakery, which is an experience. They have bubble tea, which is – it's basically tea, but it's served with a giant straw because there's little bubbles in there that are like the consistency of a gummy bear.
Hmm.
And they like sit in the tea and you like you like drink them and they like suck up the straw and you can chew them or you can just kind of swallow
them. Sounds
kind
of dangerous.
It's an Asian thing. It's bubble tea. Yeah. And so they have that there. But it was interesting. There's an article in the on Cleveland.com, and we'll link to it on our website, that just talks about the, you know, how Asia Town is kind of growing. There's, you know, I feel that Asia Town isn't as popular because it's not as well known. But like just within the Asia Town area, there's 20 different places to eat. You know, and you wouldn't like.
Well, now give me the boundaries. Give our listeners. I mean, of course, because I know. Give our listeners the boundaries of Asia Town.
So from East 18th to East 40th.
Okay.
And then from St. Clair to Perkins.
Okay.
So right in that area. So they have the Asia. It's small. I mean, it's not like, you know, in New York City or thing. I mean, the Asia Town population is like 1,200 people. I was confused. Yeah. Anyway, no, it's like total of 5,000 residents, and a good portion of them are Asian, but there's lots of places to eat.
I do forget about that, and I try to get out and about around town. I always forget about that area. So that's a good point.
Map of Thailand on Payne Avenue is another place that recently opened up. I know you don't like Thai food, but they probably have good pad Thai, Jeff.
Yeah, I could do pad Thai.
Pad Thai. Hold the onions.
Hold the fun.
Hold the fun. Please just noodles. Just quickly blanch the noodles.
With a scoop of vanilla afterwards. Extensive patio there.
They do.
I tend to forget about that in the colder temperatures.
Yeah, but they used to have up on the wall, they used to have a very profane list of all the different shots that they had.
Yeah.
They had very sexual names, their shots. And now that list, that chalkboard is now erased and it's been replaced with boring names of beer. So I was a little disappointed at that. I like to see sexual shot names on the wall of Garage Bar when I walk in. That's the reason I go there.
You were disappointed?
I was a little disappointed to see that.
Speaking of beers, the Indians have this kind of like your drink your father's beer promotion. Do you hear about that?
No.
They have like this way. I'm going to – why don't you mention something else while I look this up?
Okay. Well, okay. So that's how our weekends went. But if you're looking for things to do coming up like this week, like today through the end of the week, April 4th through 8th, Yelp is doing this program called Yelp Drinks Cleveland, where you get 50% off drinks at Map Room Touch, Pickwick and Frolic, Hoats, $2, Lava Lounge, Lincoln Park Pub, Redstone Lago, Bach, Grotto, and Gusto. So lots of places downtown, a couple places downtown, a couple places in Tremont. You can get the full list of drinks if you go to our website or our Facebook page. But yeah, lots of cool different things that they're doing. Like Lava Lounge is doing this pineapple bomber that's normally $11, but you can get it for $5.50. Lincoln Park Pub. Now Lincoln Park Pub, past Blue Ribbon Tall Boys, not very expensive to begin with. They're normally $3, but April 4th through 8th, today through April 8th, you can get them for $1.50. Long Island Iced Tea at Lincoln Park Pub, normally $6, $3. You see a pattern here? 50% off.
50%. And Jeremy, I feel like they did not do a very good job of getting the word out on this because you and I are always trying to look for these things. I just barely happen to see it.
Right. Well, blame Kara because she's the local Yelp rep.
Yeah.
So we should go yell at her for not promoting.
Maybe the effect we had on the film festival will carry over to this.
Perhaps. But are you going to go to this? Or are you going to do this like you did the film
festival? No. Well, film festival, the travel was killing me. I was kind of a bad week. But speaking of beers, the Indians this year are introducing a your dad's beer, quote unquote, and Spirits of Ohio at Progressive Field. Basically, it's a way to drink beer cheaply. We all know when you go to a ball game, the bad part is beers are like $7 sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, draft beer or more at least. But it's called, it's called Your Dad's Beer, and it's a selection of beers. There are $4.50 at section 119, which is almost a third less than the other beers there. And it's throwback beers. Blatz will be there. PBR, which PBR is very popular around Tremont, Ohio City.
Yes.
A lot of bars carry PBR.
Well, we were just talking about that Lincoln Park Pub has that.
Yep, Lincoln Park Pub, that's big there. Genesee Beer, Iron City Beer from Pittsburgh, Little Kings, Rolling Rock, Schaefer. Schaefer was always a joke in college. If you want a really cheap beer, get Schaefer.
Little Kings I've heard of before. Little Kings I've heard
of. So that's all season long at Progressive Field. So another reason to go see our Cleveland Indians, you can drink a little cheaper this season.
They will do anything to try to boost up the attendance there.
They have to get bodies in those seats. I mean, that was embarrassing for a major league team to have, you know, that. I mean, the attendance that was 9,900 people was announced. The actual, that was paid. The actual was more like 4,000, maybe 5,000 people. I mean, for a 43,000 seat stadium, wow, that looks really bad.
Yeah.
Really bad.
Yeah.
So hopefully the weather will solve some of that too.
Go out to Progressive Field, people. I mean,
don't take them for granted. We have a Major League Baseball team here. Let's enjoy it. It's a part of summer. Can you imagine Cleveland without the Indians? I mean, honestly, for a minute.
No.
I can't.
Where would they go? Columbus? That would suck.
Well, see, but theoretically, Columbus really would probably be a better market for them. I bet you they do really well down there. But the ballpark holds them here.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah. Awesome. Hey, did you go to the C-Town Showdown?
I was doing a scrimmage. We had texted that morning. I had a football scrimmage. We were going to go afterwards. But by the time that happened, I'd already heard from the people that it was a huge mess and that my one friend Cammie was in line for 45 minutes, didn't even get food, had to leave.
Yeah, this was a couple weeks back, and it was very. It was at Lincoln Park in Tremont in Cleveland, and it was very cold. It was I think it was freezing, and literally. And there was
deceivingly cold though. Yeah, deceivingly. Yeah,
there was like six food trucks. So me, Jen, Jody, we were waiting in line, and it got to the point where we were in line. I think we were in line for 20 or so minutes, and it wasn't worth it, you know. So we left and went to ended up going Southside. We could eat indoors, get served right away. You know, it was a much better situation. Which I was kind of surprised actually how busy Southside was on a Sunday. It was really busy.
I was at Lincoln Park Pub later that day, and it was packed.
Yeah, yeah.
So people were in the area.
I think, well, they were all there from the C-Town Showdown.
Yeah, they couldn't get food, so they went to bars. That was the best thing that ever happened to Southside and Lincoln Park Pub.
Yeah. They're like, forget this. And all the bars were like, whoa.
It was.
They were the real beneficiaries, not the food trucks.
It was like an art walk night on a Sunday, like that type of crowd.
Yeah. Well, so they're doing this again, and that was the first one, and, yeah, you know, they do a first thing. Like, if you listen to our first podcast, it wasn't the best, not like it is now.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost embarrassing.
Whoa, yeah. But, yeah, so they're doing a second one on Sunday, April 17th. So, not this coming Sunday, but a week from Sunday, from 11 to 3. Now, Dim and Densum has said that if you do not get fed within 30 minutes, they will give you your food for free. Now, I don't know what this – I don't know how they're going to track this or what. But so they're going to be back there again. And it's pretty cool. This summer, you're going to see a lot more food trucks around Cleveland due to legislation that was passed recently. So it's going to be much more of a Cleveland thing to see these food trucks around. And I love the concept, and I love these food trucks. But – and actually – I wouldn't even mind the wait if it hadn't been so cold. I would have stood there. If it was like a really nice day.
You could do a half-hour wait.
Yeah, I would have stood there in the park if it was like a nice day. So hopefully Sunday, April 17th, it'll be warmer and the lines won't be as bad. All right, so Charlie Sheen tour is hitting Cleveland tomorrow at Playhouse Square's State Theater. And there is a Kent State student who is a Charlie Sheen intern finalist. So there was 80,000 applications. Charlie Sheen decided he needed an intern. 80,000 people applied, and 21-year-old Kelsey Cullen had actually applied. And Jeff, we have a video of her that you're not going to be able to hear, but here's Kelsey Cullen.
Hi, I'm Kelsey Cullen, and today I'm going to talk about how I would advise a candidate running for public office to leverage social media in his or her campaign for election. My recommendations for the candidate would depend on what scale he or she would be campaigning and also the budget. I will discuss the minimum amount of social media I think a candidate needs in order to be successful. For the sake of this topic, I will group potential voters based on their involvement in elections, low, average, and high. At the low level, we have those who don't care about elections. They may not even vote. They won't search for the candidate's website or follow him or her on Twitter without an incentive. For this group, I would suggest an advertisement on Facebook addressing a popular issue that they feel very close to, such as gay marriage or marijuana legalization, and what the candidate thinks about it. Advertisements like these can be filtered to those.
We didn't pre-screen that. That sucked.
That had nothing to do with Charlie Sheen, apparently.
It's the entry. It's the entry for a possible Tiger Blood intern.
Entry to most boring video ever.
Hopefully this video will get me a real interview with Team Sheen.
I think we were just punked.
I'm sorry, Kelsey. That sucks.
Yeah, that was horrible.
I mean, I assumed that it was going to be somewhat good.
I'm vanilla, and I was bored.
There's more intern. Let's play another one. A non-Kent Stater.
I'm Amy Mariani, and I'm the next Tiger Blood intern.
That looks more like it.
For my round 3 video application, I'm going to be mapping out my social media marketing campaign for a candidate running for public office. Let me tell you why you should listen to me. First off, I'm young. Not that young. Sharing, blogging, and live streaming are in my blood. I can write complete thoughts and full arguments in 140 characters or less. Secondly, I'm educated. Woohoo! I've got my bachelor's degree from the University of South Florida, where I'd studied political science and mass communications. Mass communications. Does it get any more perfect than that? And third, I'm friendly. I can not only easily grab somebody's attention, but keep it. Okay, now to my political social media marketing campaign. The politician I'd be marketing for wouldn't use social media.
All right, they, I don't know. Anyway.
That was a little better. She had a little more pizzazz.
It was a little better. They must have asked first for the people to specifically talk about political candidates. Yeah. I was confused.
But that one girl was just so boring.
I know. And yeah, that first girl was boring. So, sorry, Kelsey, but you suck.
This is why we need an intern to screen these things.
Yeah, we need
an
intern.
We should do a contest.
We need an intern.
Let's do a contest.
Okay.
Was I yelling? Sorry. We're doing a contest.
We're doing a contest.
Intern. I think we get some applicants for that. Mm-hmm. All the Great Lakes beer you can drink while you're working, which will help the product.
I don't even get that. I can drink a lot more than one bottle per show.
You could.
All right. And one more thing. Sweet Moses is now open. So Sweet Moses, this is this new ice cream. It's like an ice cream soda shop, soda fountain place.
You know, I have family. My grandfather was a soda jerk. You know, in the 1920s, soda jerks were very popular.
Yeah.
I've often thought about being a soda jerk.
You should check this place out. Okay. This is at West 68 in Detroit. I went there for the grand opening. It was packed. I mean, it was like a 1.5 hour wait.
Really?
Because it's not the type of thing that, like, the way that they make these sundaes and floats and stuff, it's like the old-fashioned way, so it takes a little bit longer, and they were just swamped. There were so many people there. It was awesome.
Wow.
It was really awesome. Check out sweetmosestreats.com online. But as I said, it's at West 68 in Detroit, right in the
I was up at XYZ for the first time.
Okay.
Right around there.
Right near there.
Great
so,
bar.
Up-and-coming area.
And I heard there's a chili place opening.
There is a chili place opening. I think I don't know where that is.
You can get it's around there though, right?
I don't know if it's Ohio City or if it's more Gordon Square.
Okay,
it's around that.
But what
area.
A great double dip! Get your chili and then go up here.
So chili, ice cream, then XYZ for whiskey after.
Yeah, and then you're done. It's a great night. Even I could have a fun night like that.
Even you could, because they have vanilla ice cream at Sweet Moses, Jeff.
Yep, hold the flavor, hold the fun.
All right, mailbag. You can always email us, hatemail@radioshowonline.com. We get so many emails, we're not able to get to all.
We have to be selective, Jeremy.
Yeah.
And that's the only downside of having a 45-minute podcast is you can't include all the material we have.
Right. All right. But
so
what do
have
we have
to,
today?
First one starts off, Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy.
A lot of them start that way.
Yep. Most of them, in fact. I don't have many friends. And, you know, I don't – I never like to hear that.
Right,
when they start off like
I can relate to that.
Yeah.
The only way I get friends is by asking people to be my co-host on a podcast.
Lugging over equipment every Monday to their
house.
That's right. I'll come to you.
I'm going
to
earn this friendship.
Dear Radio Show Jeff and Jeremy, I don't have many friends, and your show is the one thing in my life I know won't desert me. And let me just say, personally, her name is Angelica. We're not going away, Angelica. Angelica, we're not going to desert you.
I mean, it's kind of a show-by-show basis.
Yeah, I mean, at some point we probably will. But I'm saying, like, in the next couple weeks, we're not going to be going anywhere.
Okay.
Well, unless I have to work.
I mean, unless I just get sick of it.
We'll just ignore that point.
Okay, anyway.
Angelica loves spring, and I love spring, too.
I love spring.
If you have
that
a soul,
we can agree
you probably love spring.
Yep.
And I wondered if you guys might be doing another live broadcast again, maybe at an outdoor patio. I wanted to meet you guys at Deegan's, but couldn't. She actually wrote, Angelica in Cuyahoga Heights. Jeremy, I'd like to start thinking about some venues, and I would recommend maybe Treehouse Patio. You know, I know some of the bartenders up there. I think that could easily happen.
Yeah, you know, all we really need, because we don't have that much equipment.
Yep.
And we don't do that much prep.
Yep.
So all we really need is an internet connection. So as long as we go someplace.
And even that.
Yeah. And even with Deegan's, that was a little shaky.
Yeah.
But as long as we have access to a good internet connection, a strong internet connection, We can do a live show from Patio. So, Angelica, that is definitely something. Stay tuned to radioshowonline.com in the coming weeks for more info. Yeah.
Great email, Angelica. We will not be deserting you, at least short term.
Was that who you went out with?
No, ironically.
Okay. Why is that ironic? Wrong use of the word ironic.
Second email. Dear Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, I was on your Facebook page and saw, listening to, start over.
And I said you were lame, and then I got banned suddenly.
Try and read that.
What the heck? Why is this all messed up?
All right. I was on your Facebook page and saw you up to 112 fans, and this is from Maria. Actually, Maria, we're up to 114.
Oh, yeah, she must have written this earlier.
Yeah, Maria, you got to keep up. You're really screwing this up for me. I just started listening to your show, and I'm glad to see it's catching on. How long do you think you'll keep doing this? I hope it's for a long time.
Till April 10th.
And that's from Maria in San Luis Obispo. So she must be one of our new Cal Poly.
Speaking of Cal Poly, Sam already commented about 9 minutes ago on our Facebook page. He says, hey, that's me. Ha, do I win anything? LOL. No. No, Sam. Nope. Sorry.
But Sam, this might – actually – is there a way we could get him to, if he brought maybe like 10 more fans to our show, we could give him something? Let's give him an incentive. Yeah.
Okay. What's he going to win?
I'll send him a check for $20.
Really? For 10 fans?
For 100 10 fans.
Okay. Well, a little tougher. Anyway.
We'll do some sort of incentive. But Sam, I'm glad he didn't. I thought he might de-like us when he saw he singled him out like that. I'm just happy he's still here.
Don't call attention to me.
Yes. Don't promote it. So that, there you go. Well, that's our show. That was our mailbag, Jeremy. We're all done with the mailbag.
Okay. So let's hear about this date.
No, it really wasn't anything big. But the point was just to talk about.
Would she like to hear you say that it wasn't anything big? Okay. So you went out with a girl.
Yes.
Where did you meet her?
You know that actually the OU St. Pat's in the Flats.
At the OU St. Pat's Flats. Now was this a setup thing?
No.
This was just a first time.
There you go.
You just met this girl.
But I'll say this. What I really liked was that I live two blocks from this place, Lago. I've never stepped foot inside. And it was her idea to try it out. So it's so cool to find someplace new literally in your backyard.
And you didn't even have to pick her up.
No, exactly.
Did you just meet there?
I like it when things come to whether it's a radio show or my personal life.
Yeah. Here. No, this is what people want to listen to. I've read emails that they want to hear about just personal.
So that's a little window in my personal life. So what we did, we had a great time at Lago. And then, you know where we went afterwards?
Your place. Back here. Back to Studio B. Studio. The bedroom.
We went to Tony's Southside Pizza.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right.
Because I said, you've introduced me to Lago, which I should know, and let me show you a place I guarantee you've never been.
And your pants.
Yeah. Tony's Southside Pizza, of course. And went in there, and she loved it because it's so unique. Literally, she said, one of the most unique places I've ever seen. And place you walk by, don't even know it's a bar. So we had a great time, and we are out of time. I'm looking forward to next week's already, Jeremy. You know why?
We got a couple more minutes.
Because we have more mailbags.
So you – and this was – now this – something does not seem Jeff Longsworth about this because you can't just walk up to somebody at a
– Oh, that's not how it happened.
Okay. So how did it happen?
My friend Cammie knew some people in the group.
Well, you said it wasn't a random – you said it was – so that she was the matchmaker.
Yeah, well, yeah, but I pointed her out, and I said like
– I want that one. Bring her to me. So you saw somebody and you were interested, and she knew her?
Well, she knew a friend. There was a group.
So it was a friend of a friend, and she made the connection.
Yeah.
Okay. And this was – when was the date?
Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
And have you called since
then? No, it was a – it was Friday. No, Friday was opening day. It was a week ago Friday.
Okay.
We'll leave that for a teaser for next week.
Have you talked to her since then?
Teaser.
Come on.
Teaser.
It's really – we need
people coming back.
All right, radioshowonline.com. That's the place to go if you want to listen for Jeff's follow-up.
Yes.
We typically do this every Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern, normally, unless Jeff has to work, bring in money, traveling and stuff.
I got mouths to feed.
So that's typically where you can find us. And again, please fan us on Facebook at facebook.com/radioshowonline. Email us at hatemail@radioshowonline.com. For Radio Show with Jeff and Jeremy, this is Jeremy.
This is Jeff.
Bye.